Hey. Yeah, you. Hey. I'm talking to you. Don't tell anybody, but this is Billy West. For real. I'm really here. And, do I gotta prove it? All right. Hey, shut up and take my money. Shut up, you young idiot.
Shut up, both of you.
I don't care. Tell me to shut up. Tell me to talk. I'll talk.
Well, anyway, what these people are trying to say is, this is Project Nerd.
All right, season 5, episode 21, Nerdcast, brought to you by, no, not brought to you by, just by Project Nerd. We have the whole team here, Adam, Aaron, Iggy, Tyler, alphabetically, of course.
Hey!
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
And Tyler's here too, but he's mapping things for the 2016 Pro Nerd Tour.
9 minutes if we take I-35, but that's in like 9 o'clock at night traffic, not middle of the day traffic.
So. Welcome to the conversation.
You don't want to do that on Friday morning.
Friday morning. Anyways, so we're back. Another episode, a special Thanksgiving episode, but we promise not to let Aaron. Nope, Aaron. You're not talking about your family's food. You're not.
What?
We're not going to talk about food.
No tomato jello.
We can talk about tomato jello.
Gosh,
the rest of us are going to talk about it.
Normal things: turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy.
You know what? So I had a Friendsgiving, right, where I made a bunch of food, and I was surprised, and shocked. Somebody mentioned that their family ate deviled eggs for Thanksgiving, and it was a Thanksgiving tradition.
That's more normal.
That's reasonable than your tomato soup lemon jello concoction from hell.
I mean, if you're going to talk about weird traditions, it's not like a crazy old tradition, but for the last like 5 or 6 years, my mom's place, our Christmas Eve tradition has been a shrimp boil.
That's brilliant.
I'm down for that. Let's do it. I'm coming that way.
It's pretty awesome.
All right, guys. So Aaron's already got the box in her hand, but calm down because Tyler's going to want to talk about something else first. So before we get into that, I'm going to let Tyler talk about something he's going to want to talk about with Fantasy Movie League, because with one week left, the gap's grown.
Actually, I just wanted to talk about Jessica Jones, but we can talk about Movie League too.
Well, let's start with Movie League, and we'll work our way to Jessica Jones. Tyler had a hell of a week 12. Only person who got the bonus film, but he didn't get it on just one. He got it on 5 theaters, so that's an extra $10 million right there.
$15 million.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, they moved it to $3 million this year. Right. So $15 million right there. And then he got the better pick of the Friday value for the Hunger Games, as opposed to some of us who picked Saturday and Sunday with a higher dollar amount coming in for the dollar that he spent. So I guess this is me talking about Fantasy Movie League 4, Tyler, which I don't know why he needs.
I didn't realize until I just got home. Looking at the final statistics, I actually had the perfect slate for the first time all season. Like, you could not have actually had more dollars than I did. So that worked out well for me. but it also makes the season-long totals. My lead now is pretty disgusting.
About $50 million. And his lead for first place is about as strong as my lead is for second place. So as much as anybody, as we were talking about before Tyler got on and before we were recording, is what I was saying to Adam is I would have been fine with last place as long as Tyler just didn't win it all. So it doesn't look like it's going to work out that way, but I'll take second place. Now I think the big battle that's going to come down in our final week here, though, and Jared and Adam are all neck and neck for, who's going to get to stand up on that podium with Tyler and I. So we'll have to wait to find out.
I guess the other question is, did Aaron you just stop playing, or what's the deal?
What?
Fantasy Movie League.
She stopped paying attention to the podcast.
Yes. The answer to that is yes.
Yeah, she hasn't reset her board in weeks.
Yeah, because I got caught up in things, and then I didn't do it.
I took an entire week off, and I'm still winning. It's okay.
Wow. We're never going to, we're going to have to. I'm looking forward to the award, which the next season is award season. So it starts here after, because Thanksgiving week's here last, so the December through, what is it, February, I think, or somewhere around there. So award season. So I think, one, we'll have that crazy week like we did with this Hunger Games week with Star Wars. Other than that, it's going to be a lot of limited releases and crazy things like that. So it's going to be even trickier. And my goal is to find some way to to make sure Tyler does not win. That's the...
I guess the question there is, will even split it into 3 days work for Star Wars? Because, I mean, it's a month before the movie. This has been a week. This news is a week old. It's a month before the movie comes out, and it's already broken, like, every pre-sale record ever.
It's already sold more than Hunger Games did its entire opening weekend just in pre-sales. I don't know how they're going to break it down. And this fantasy movie league is only a couple years old, so they haven't had a challenge.
It's not even a couple years old. It's like maybe 18 months old.
Yeah. So last year's box office and this year's. So they've never had a challenge quite like they're going to face here. We'll have to see how they play it. But anyways, fantasy movie league, we're not going to get premature on this. We're not going to let them celebrate 2 weeks in a row. So we're not going to crown them champion yet. But next week, you'll probably hear a lot of bragging from Tyler, just saying, and Aaron's going to have to step her game up for next season. But for those of you interested,
play it some.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little upsetting when I suck at predicting movies.
Maybe we should just open it up, make a public Project Nerd. Any listeners, anyone in any way affiliated Project Nerd can join in, and maybe they'll be with a bigger field.
That's what I was about to, chance I was just about to say.
The odds of you winning, idea. I mean, the odds of you winning are going to stay about the same as, you know, coin flip, but
oh man, I can't wait to see you go down.
I was just about to say,
I'm totally cool losing to a complete stranger. Losing to you through, I would find unbearable.
So anyway,
actually, I'm okay with losing to Adam. That's fine.
Oh,
all right. So this time, cool. I'm going to say it. Yes, we'll open it up, but here in just 2 weeks, we'll get playing again. So if you are listening to the podcast, you want to join in, and we'll make sure to we post it in the staff group again as well to get more people involved this time because. Yeah, more exciting as well. So, all right, fantasy movie league's out of the way. We have a lot to talk about with the holiday. You know, today when this airs will be Black Friday. So a lot of deals going on that we can share, some that we already know about. Of course, a lot of movies, obviously, that have hit the box office. But Erin wants to get right to it. She was holding it in our face already. It's her month for geeky goodness inside, as it says. But the Geek Fuel mystery box unboxing. And Tyler, we'll get it in December. All of Tyler's fans, we promise. Tyler gets the December box.
We've heard this before.
All right, Aaron. Are you going to do anything, or are you just going to sit there and stare at us?
Is it my turn? Okay. The one thing that I hope that's in this box is I hope there's candy in this box, because maybe we should wait until the end, though, because I'm going to eat it while we're recording.
Now, you'll just need to mute yourself instead of making a bunch more noises.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, so what is in this month's box of Geek Fuel, mystery, goodness, amazingness? Holy shoot! Well, I'm sorry, but I first open it up and I see this on the cover, which is something that I'm really excited about, of the Geek Fuel magazine. Okay, what else do we got here? Oh, there's...
You know this is an audio, right? This podcast is...
No, it's video.
Some people just listen to it, though.
Yeah,
but it's video.
But we released the audio on Friday, so you do need to explain a little bit more.
You said there's a thing. Apparently,
you didn't give me any boxes anymore.
Apparently, you saw a thing that you really liked.
Oh, sweet. Okay, well, I saw Mockingjay on the cover of the Geek Fuel magazine, and so that looks like an interesting read. I can't wait to read it.
She treats it just like a birthday card. She throws the card straight to the side out of the box first and goes straight to the other stuff.
I got this really sweet Star Wars shirt, which is awesome. That's really cool. Oh, my gosh.
Can the rest of us see it, Aaron?
Because
we are also going to share the video. It's going to be video and audio separately released here. Amateur hour.
Don't give me any more of those boxes. Gosh dang it. I've never done anything like this before. I've never been on a video.
That was a pretty cool shirt. You've had you've done more unboxings than the rest of us have. And you're over here like amateur hour at the Apollo.
Okay. What's this?
What's a cool shirt?
Oh, this is awesome. No, this is really cool. These are Salt and Pepper Pac-Man ghosts. Look at this. Oh, shoot.
Which ones are it? Blinky and Inky or Blinky and...
It's Blinky and Inky.
Oh, see? Yes. Look at that. Wow, that's the only two names I could come up with.
It's Linky and Inky. Oh, my gosh. You guys are jealous. This is the shit. I got it.
Those are pretty cool for
they're really awesome.
A geek kitchen table.
Oh, sweet. I got Ghostbusters cards. This is like Christmas right now.
Playing cards for those that won't watch the video.
Ghostbusters 30th anniversary.
And it's Ghostbusters.
Did I say Ghostbuster on accident?
Bustard or something. I didn't. You threw in some extra letters.
Okay, this is pretty cool. This is a book excerpt from How Video Games Are Made. So this is pretty cool. I haven't seen anything like this. And there's a fully downloadable game at Steam in here. So that's pretty sweet. And then, oh yeah, I got some sweet Mockingjay stickers. Two of them. I don't even know what I'll do with these. Like, I could put one on my car, one on my fridge, maybe one on my computer monitor. Okay.
Not on all three of those, probably.
All right, I got
these two stickers go a long way, Adam.
I got a Vault Tech security badge.
So what's that? What's that from, Aaron?
I don't know. I didn't think you'd ask me that question. Do you guys know what it's from?
I'll give you a hint. Tyler's been pretty excited about it lately.
I don't know. What?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. The entire geek world has been pretty excited about it lately.
Is it Star Wars related?
Moving on.
Does it have to do with like that one video game?
Okay, now you're heading in the right direction.
Does it have to do with like Portal or something?
No. Yes, it has to do with a game
everybody
that came out like 6 years ago.
Is so excited about Portal 3 that has not been announced yet.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
No.
Shh, I know what it is now. Okay, I got it. Ah, sweet. I got a poster too. This is just a paper, okay? It explains that this is from Fallout, the little thingy that I got.
There we go.
So here's the card in case you don't know.
Oh, sweet, toss. What we saw.
It was literally what you do on your birthday.
It's like watching a 5 year old at Christmas. Yeah.
It's like watching a
5 year old at Christmas right now.
That's how I feel. Thank you, Geek Fuel, for making me feel awesome.
What's that poster, homie?
I'm trying to figure out what this poster is from. I'm pretty sure it's from that video game you guys were referencing.
Yes. It's also from that.
It's a pretty sweet poster.
Because war never changes.
So the art right here is by... Oh, it doesn't say. But either way, it's pretty cool.
You'll have to send that poster over to Tyler.
I mean, maybe. Maybe I'll keep it for myself. Maybe I love it.
Maybe she'll keep it so she can celebrate how much she loves Star Wars.
Well, I mean, she really likes Portal, too.
All right, everybody. So geekfuel.com/projectnerd. Remember, always throw in that /projectnerd to help us out. We get a special thank you from Geek Fuel when you guys head over there. So, and it allows us to keep doing these cool unboxing videos, even the ones when Aaron, but the cool ones where the rest of us get to do it. And, of course, make sure you support that link, geekfuel.com/projectnerd, especially this month, to ensure that Tyler finally gets to do his Geek Fuel unboxing here in December. It'll be like a week that Tyler's not available to podcast or something. I don't know. They'll be like, since he just moved, it shows up to his address and he's not there. I don't know. This guy's not registered here. Anyways, geekfuel.com/projectnerd. Go check it out. Another fantastic Geek Fuel mystery box. The max you'll pay for a single box is what, $24.95. If you subscribe to multiple months, it's even cheaper. And you saw or you heard most of the stuff that Aaron got. There was a lot of stuff. You may not have heard
either or. Either or. You don't get both with my unboxings. This
no.
is privileged material here.
So as you saw, my point though is there is a lot of stuff for just $24.95 shipped. Or like I said, even cheaper. So check it out. And the longer you subscribe, too, they throw in even more free stuff. So you subscribe longer, you get it cheaper, and you get more stuff.
So your boxes get more full?
Well, they throw in mystery gifts, as they say. I don't know if they're in the boxes or to the side of the boxes. Either way. But anyways, Geek Fuel, again, another great box for November. And since they ship them earlier, we can give you this unboxing video. They ship it earlier, but we're going to... do the video at the end of December again. I guess, I don't know. They're trying to ship it earlier, so maybe earlier in December you'll see it too. But either way, you can still order this one when you listen to the podcast if you want this specific box. All right,
folks. I have high hopes because I missed out on the Fallout box and then a little bit of Fallout stuff here. I missed out on the Martian box. But all will be forgiven if everything in the new box is Star Wars related. But if not, I'm still going to be a little upset.
I'll give you all the Fallout stuff here.
If she can remember what is the Fallout stuff.
Well, I'm wearing the name tag.
Yeah, she's going to... I don't think she's giving that one up.
I like it. I think I should like wear it to work and things.
So she can validate her geekiness, her gamer. That she's a gamer, right? She's a valid gamer.
I open
gamer.
My mouth. I don't need to validate nothing. It just happens. People can tell.
Anyways, so Aaron, you were super excited about The Hunger Games. We were talking about it. Mockingjay, fifth movie this year to break $100 million on opening weekend.
Did anybody go see it? Is it just me?
Did you see it?
Really?
I did go see it, yes.
Awesome. So tell us.
Are you going to say it was good? Because
yeah, it's fine.
So we've heard, I think the general consensus is that it's good, but it's not quite as good as the other ones.
I'd buy that. I mean, it's... They move, I think the last... Even though they split the last book into two parts, they still move pretty fast. So you don't get quite as much as you get in the book. Tyler and I were actually talking about the books and how we thought about them. And he brought up a good point about the books that they do some things that you don't necessarily feel like they earn. And it feels like they earn them even less in the movies. Like some of the actions, some of the people's responses to what's happening. Since you don't get as much of the character development in the movies as you do in the books, because it's just hard to do. It feels like you earn it even less. So I enjoyed it. I liked it. I'm glad I went to see it. It's not going to change the world, but not every movie has to do that. Some movies can just be enjoyable. And I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously I want to see it. The franchise so far, in my opinion, has been pretty good. These aren't things I've been seeing opening weekend. I know Aaron probably wants to go see it. I don't know, Tyler. I know you've seen them, but I don't know if I don't think you've been rushing to the theater either. I think you've been more like me to where you just see it when you see it. And I've enjoyed them, all three. Just watched the first Mockingjay. I think the second one might have actually been my favorite because I wasn't even expecting to watch it. And it was on and it caught my attention enough that it forced me to finish it. But I'm interested to see what it is. I just heard one of those things, you know, that it's not quite as good as part one for Mockingjay. And it's hard because the expectations when you see, you know, Harry Potter's last book was split into two and both parts were really good. But that second one was just pure, like it picked up at the start of that climax and just, that was it. Like it was just pure adrenaline from start to finish. So I think people were probably expecting that and not getting that 100% is probably the problem. How many times I say probably in there?
You probably could have got a couple more in there. Sorry, Aaron. Go ahead.
It's cool. I was just going to ask if it wasn't as good as the other ones and if people are not liking it as much because, in general, people overwhelmingly liked the third book the least.
Tyler raised his hand in agreement there. Why are we speaking for Tyler tonight? Like, Adam was breaking I'm down.
I'm going to get my own in later because I know no one else here has been watching Jessica Jones.
That's right. He gets the rundown that. So,
but yeah, I mean, I enjoyed all three of the books. I remember reading them. I read all three of them in like a 48-hour period, just drove through them. But the third book is definitely my least favorite. So I wouldn't be surprised if the third and fourth movies are my least favorite movies. I don't know. I've seen the first two. And I mean, I liked them okay. There was nothing amazing going on there. So
I think that the third book is my favorite, and so that's why I'm going to like it. I'm anticipating really enjoying the movie because there's going to be less Josh Hutcherson. Hutcherson.
How long ago did you read that book?
The same amount of time as Tyler has read it. Like
you should reread it if you're expecting less Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of PETA in the third book.
Right, he is like one of the, I mean, he's one of the main characters through the whole thing, but in the third book's like just him and Katniss.
Damn it. I forgot about that part. And it must be because the movies have ruined my, because PETA's like my favorite character in the books, but I just can't stand Josh Hutcherson. I think he does such a piss poor job. I think he is the worst.
What about Josh Hutcherson?
Yes.
What is your problem with the Hutcherson boys?
I think it's Josh Hutcherson. I think it's H.
No, it's definitely Josh.
No, we're talking about the guy who played PETA, Josh Hutcherson. I don't, that must have been an extra that you're complaining about or something. I don't
know. Then the person who reviewed the latest Hunger Games spelled it wrong and picked.
Well, the person who edited it should have probably caught that and fixed it.
I Googled it and I thought I said Hutcherson. Okay, either way, I definitely don't like the guy who played PETA, whatever his name is. Josh.
Yeah, it's definitely Hutcherson.
Is it really?
Told ya.
Is it really? Wow.
Hutcherson.
Wow. Wow.
I Googled it. Boom. And I was so unconfident. It took like 2 seconds and you guys.
Everybody look at your clock. Look at your episode of the podcast. Erin versus the three of us. And she was actually right. I validate that she has recently read reviews, that she has a vendetta out for this actor. And so she's a lot more about him than we do. But she still did just out-knowledge us in something. I will let her win this one.
Obviously, because it's facts. Aaron.
Kudos. In looking up Josh Hutcherson, I did find out something fairly interesting. I tried to say Hutcherson, but it just didn't come out right.
I've been saying Hutcherson for years.
I don't think it's talked about enough that his mother, Michelle's maiden name, is Fightmaster. Like, literally, F-I-G-H-T-M-A-S-T-E-R.
That's awesome.
Fightmaster.
Why isn't he going by his mother's maiden name?
Like, I feel like his SAG card definitely should have been Josh Fightmaster.
Right. Exactly.
This is where you pull an Estevez. You pop the mom-in-law's name out, right?
You take mom's name for sure. Wow.
Maiden name there. Anyway, so Hunger Games. So Adam's the one who saw it. I think it sounds like pretty on board with what most people who enjoy these are. Good movie, not life-changing, maybe not as good as the other ones, but it definitely wraps it all up. 101 million, like we said, I don't think the studio's worried at all what we're saying about it here, though, because one of five movies so far, and we do have another one that'll definitely do it, guaranteed, but broke the century mark in opening weekend. Even though pacing behind the other movies in the franchise already after opening weekend, Hunger Games franchise, all four of them, pulling in quite a large amount of money, so they did all right with those, and definitely helpful. Many other great performances along the way, too, from Jennifer Lawrence, but this was definitely helpful for her career, too. So, awesome there.
You think so?
You think so, yeah. So,
I feel like she's a little past these now.
Okay, so the other big thing.
She's out there winning Academy Awards and, you know, reviving, what's his name? Silver Linings Playbook and Joy and
David O. Russell.
David O. Russell's bringing him back to the as an A-list director.
Bringing him back to the A-list. I mean, he was nominated with Fighter. Like, I mean, he. I feel like he gets nominated every year he makes a movie.
I'm just saying. Like, I think as much as she's really good and she's good in these movies, she doesn't phone it in. I think by the time we reach number four, that she has.
Oh, I agree.
She's a little past this material.
I was at that point. I was referencing the whole franchise. So
okay.
I agree. The other big thing, of course, this weekend, well, besides the, was it The Night Before, which actually really good reviews on that one, supposedly very favorable in terms of funny, but was Netflix dropped their newest Marvel series, which Tyler brought up briefly and we'll let him run into, though. Jessica Jones, that if anybody who has Netflix, besides three of us here, has already binge watched in its entirety.
I have not watched all of it. I am 9 episodes in. I have 5 left, so I'm 8 in. And it's been fantastic so far. It's definitely different, even more different than Daredevil. As much as Daredevil was, as much as I hate to use the words, darker and grittier than your usual, like, Marvel movie, or even, like, an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or a, what's her name? I can't think of it. Carter, Agent Carter. There you go. The TV show.
I'm not sure who you're going for.
It was still it definitely still had, you know, superhero, had a costume. It had a definite, you know, superhero vibe to it. This one is straight up, you know, Private Eye, neo-noir, you know, dark and interesting colors. And main character is a, you know, smart talking PI who drinks too much and does cool things. But it's been really, really fun. David Tennant as Kilgrave is terrifying and creepy and weird. All the supporting characters from Luke Cage, Patsy, It's been fantastic. Kristen Ritter carries it all of her own. Carrie Ann Moss in her few scenes is amazing. It's been super fun. I'm going to try and probably maybe finish it tonight. If I won't be able to do it tomorrow. So in the next 2 days, I'll probably finish it. And then once I do that, another thing that dropped on the same day was, I remember we talked about it on the podcast a while back, but Amazon dropped the full series from the pilot they did from Philip K. Dick's The Man in the High Castle. And I really, really want to watch that as well. And it's been getting also pretty awesome.
Yeah, that show has been getting as praised as highly as Jessica Jones has this past week. That's for sure. So
there's a lot of stuff. And I also still have yet to watch Master of None, Aziz Ansari's TV show on Netflix. And it's getting amazing reviews as well. So
that co-star in that is what's her name from Ferev, the Tallgrass Film Festival winner. We reviewed that movie and we were quoted in the trailer for Ferev, and it had the actress who was, she was on Saturday Night Briefly, but she's the co-star in his new web series, or his new, is it Netflix, right? Series?
So Netflix. Yeah. Master of None. So I want to see that. But yeah, if you haven't seen, you don't need to really be into the Marvel universe. You don't need to be a comic book fan, I don't think, to really enjoy Jessica Jones, but it's a lot different. First thing that Marvel's done, I guess, other than Agent Carter, with a female lead. And it's dark. It's definitely not for kids. As much as Daredevil was not something you really wanted to let the kids watch, this is also even a notch up above that. And it doesn't pull any punches, and it gets dark from episode one and just gets worse from there. Much like, I mean, because people don't remember, like, Jessica Jones was really relaunched in 2001 with the Marvel Max series, which was like their rated R comic books and dealt with some really, you know, the PTSD, sex, foul language, stuff like that. And this has all of those things in spades. But it does never feel gratuitous. It never does ever feel shock value. But within the first episode, you've got some fairly grisly deaths. You've got some fairly graphic sex scenes. You've got a lot of foul language and some just really dark, terrible things happening to people. So I can't recommend it enough. I've really enjoyed the first 8 episodes. So.
Death, sex, gruesome. I can't recommend it enough. There you go.
It's really good.
So Luke Cage is next on their list. Well, I mean, besides Daredevil season 2. And then I think the latest rumor is that Iron Fist actually might not happen. They might not do all 4. So they are still contracted for 4 different series, but it might be something else now. I don't know. We'll have to wait to see if that's just dirty rumors popping up when Jessica Jones launched or if there's actually any truth to it.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't see them doing Defenders or even Luke Cage without Iron Fist. You know, Danny Rand and Luke
Cage. But that's where I'm wondering if they're thinking now that we're working on Luke Cage. I'm thinking the reason that popped up is because they're working on Luke Cage now, and you're thinking, how much Iron Fist are we going to have in this Luke Cage series? Should we maybe then just turn that 4th contract into something else? Because at the same time, as much as I agree, you want to have Iron Fist there with Luke Cage. Is he necessary to carry his own series? Is he a character that...
Yeah, he's the Iron Fist.
I get you like him, but I mean...
Everyone likes him. He's Danny Rand.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Who doesn't want to binge watch a Netflix Marvel television show about a straight-up kung fu master? It'd be awesome.
I'm not saying I'm not
game. And I'll tell you, Jessica Jones has a lot of Luke Cage in it. Like, Luke Cage is in it a lot. So.
Right. I'm wondering if what they're thinking is Jessica Jones has a bunch of Luke Cage. Luke Cage is going to have a bunch of Iron Fist. Do we need a whole nother Iron Fist, or can we just roll that right into a Defenders and just bring all of them together?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
But there's not really any, I mean, at the expense of spoilers, there's not really any big cameos outside of Rosario Dawson's character from Daredevil makes like a short little pop in, but no one from Daredevil otherwise, you know, is showing up. Although in Twitter, Jessica Jones's Twitter account did just post a little like 11-second video of Jessica Jones, like basically being handed a Murdoch and what's his name? His partner, Foggy, whatever. Being handed the business card of Matt Murdoch. So, but it's fun. It's a lot of good. And I'm looking super forward to Luke Cage now. And the guy who plays Luke Cage is awesome and looks like Luke Cage. The first time he gets to say Sweet Christmas on screen, he does it in a situation where you probably wouldn't expect it, and it's kind of funny.
All right, so riding on that success, the CW went ahead and announced their, I guess, January, their what do you call it, the second half of the season, the spring part launches, which includes DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So they dropped a trailer today. Anybody check that out yet? And I say today, but Monday of this week, I guess, is more accurate to put it. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either, but supposedly hints at the bigger universe. So I don't know if that means DC is going to actually try to start tying things together. And if they do, then that brings in the whole question of they were going to recast Flash and possibly Green Arrow for the Justice League movie, which I know had a lot of fans up in arms, especially with Stephen Amell being such a fan favorite. But if you start to tie those together with your TV series, you're going to have to kind of reconsider that recasting. I don't know. So, of course, they announced that, and then the return of some other series like The 100, The Originals, and The Vampire Diaries. I think the week of January 29th there, so the last week of January. Should be interesting for sure. And then Gotham this week, I don't think any of us watched that either, but that's wrapping up its fall run. So that's almost done for the 2015 year.
It's weird that they do like those little, like everybody's doing these half seasons now. I don't necessarily like that. I'd rather give me one season, go ahead and let it be whatever, 20 episodes, 22, 24 episodes instead of half season, then like a break and then another half season. I don't really get that. But I don't really like it either.
I guess it just depends on the show. Some of them, if it's all filmed at once, I don't understand it other than to stretch your ratings out longer. But on some shows, I know that they stop production for half seasons, which allows them to use schedules that will better accommodate better talent. You know, you get those, which is why a lot of the really good prestige are such short. Like, it's only 8 episodes. We can get, you know, a big movie star, a better actor, someone who's not going to commit to 24 episodes or whatever it is. But if they film it all at once, it's just a ratings thing, not wanting to play episodes during the dead time or up against whatever sporting events or whatever else, holidays and stuff like that. So,
well, they always, I mean, in the past when you used to have those longer TV seasons, you'd always take a couple weeks off for the holidays. But I think as those breaks get bigger, travel times, vacations get longer, and people aren't, you know, from Thanksgiving on are already thinking about other things than making sure they get home for that primetime show. That's probably why. But good point on too, on the filming schedules, because having Katrina Law at Rocky Mountain Con, we learned, you know, she was filming. So spoiler alerts, her character's back for the second part of the season. She was, you know, she had to go back and film for Arrow for the second, you know, for the spring part of the season when they had already been done filming for the fall part and it was already airing. So in that case, like many other shows, as Tyler pointed out, they're breaking it up into two different points in the year to film shorter periods. So that way these other actors can go do other projects, or like you said, you can tie down some bigger names without taking up their whole year. But big superhero kick, obviously, CW announcing that other, I think it's the last of their new superhero or comic themed shows that are coming out. So they do have quite a few of them on the network there. Quite a few. And I'm going to stick just one more thing too with it, and it's the WB DC movies, but I won't go into Suicide Squad or Batman versus Superman for Tyler here. But they did announce this past weekend, the entire cast, or at least the main cast for the Wonder Woman movie. So the one that I wanted to point out in particular was Robin Wright joined the cast. So that'll be interesting to see her role in that. Best known right now for her role in House of Cards. But most memorable in our hearts for the Princess Bride, of course.
Buttercup?
Princess Buttercup.
Hey, Aaron knows.
Aaron's on it. She's got it. Anyways.
She's riding high on that name.
All right, so I'll take us back to the theaters. Big holiday weekend. So we've got The Good Dinosaur for families, Creed for Rocky nostalgic folks. You have a couple other other ones coming out. Victor Frankenstein, of course, for the supernatural ones. And then you still have, yeah, The Martian will still be floating there. It finished at number 7 still in the theaters. But The Hunger Games, Spectre, Peanuts movie, all held over. So I don't, you know, I know they always have at least a couple big releases for Thanksgiving weekend, but I don't feel like it's been the past few years, at least, where it's been this crowded for Thanksgiving weekend. It's a big, I mean, it's not only that there's a lot of movies there, but a lot of like notable movies.
Yeah. Creed's getting good reviews from everything I've seen. A lot of folks saying, you know, best Rocky movie since the original. which I don't know. It would seem like it'd be the exact same movie as the original. So maybe people just like that story a lot better than the others. I don't know.
They've kind of done it like 5 times now. I don't know. So
right, but I mean, you know, more with like the older boxing guy, the young kid learning, trying to do, you know, whatever he's trying to do. So I'm really interested to see how The Good Dinosaur does. Like, I don't feel like I've seen a big push for it. And so I don't really know. And it feels like it might be one of those rare strikeouts for an animated movie. But
I feel since Pixar's now, and they're approaching it wholeheartedly, the 2-movie approach each year now instead of one. And I feel like, yeah, they're really banking on one each year. And then the other one's just, oh, by the way, this one's also coming out. Because even the future years that they're announcing right now, you have that, oh, here's this one coming out. Oh, and by the way, we're also doing this one too, you know? So like this year, Inside Out, I mean, got all the love. It's going to definitely get Disney's Oscar nod for best animated movie and most likely win. And I agree with you. I feel like Good Dinosaur is just like, hey, this is another one we made and we're putting it out at holiday time to grab some money.
I don't know. I mean, the reviews for it have been solid so far. So, I mean, they're not, the verdict's not in yet, but it's still sitting at over like 80% in Rotten Tomatoes. So, and it's the one like rated G kids movie opening on Thanksgiving. And for a lot of people, Thanksgiving movie is a tradition. So I would not be surprised to see it towards the top of the box office. Because as much as a lot of these that are opening look good or I think have a built-in fan base, none of them really screams like, this is going to make all the money. I think Hunger Games probably might even win again. Creed, maybe. I doubt Victor Frankenstein, The Danish Girl, is not going to, I don't even think, a wide enough opening. I would not be surprised if The Good Dinosaur wins the weekend.
You think so? I don't see Hunger Games losing.
I mean, if it doesn't win, it'll be Hunger Games, but I wouldn't be surprised just based off of how kind of, I think, disappointing the Hunger Games. I mean, it made over $100 million, but I don't think anyone at Lionsgate was not disappointed with its showing, like having the conclusion of the series be the smallest opening of all 4 of them was, I think, a surprise for a lot of people.
Well, but it comes down to, even if it drops 50%, which it probably will, you're still talking about, you know, $45-50 million. I don't know if any, I mean, I guess other stuff beats that. It depends on if the weekend includes Thanksgiving Day or not.
No, I think even with the 4-day weekend, it's hard to find something north of 60 because of how, like we said, how much is out there.
Yeah. I think that The Good Dinosaur gets a big bump just for being the kids rated, the G movie for kids that's animated. I mean, how about if we just go based entirely off of predictions from our favorite fantasy movie league. I mean, it's a good almost $200 more to buy that than it is the entire weekend of the Hunger Games for next weekend. So, I mean, it's projected to be the winner for the weekend, but whether or not it is or not, I think is up in the air. It's going to be one of those two. It's not going to be anything else.
Yeah, I guess my question, Tyler, is you're saying, ooh, sorry, Aaron, go ahead.
Cool. I was just going to say, I want to see it and it looks adorable.
Right, I guess, and that'd be the first person I've heard say that they want to see it. Now, it's true, I don't talk to a lot of kids, so I don't know kind of what the buzz is from the younger audience. But like, if I'm a parent and we're going, you know, even if we have a tradition of going to see a movie, unless it's a movie they really want to see, I don't know if I'm dropping $80 to take the family out to the movie theater to watch a movie that they're kind of maybe sort of possibly want to see.
Yeah, well, and the marketing.
There's a nostalgia effort. Like, there's the dinosaur movies that we watched as a kid, The Land Before Time. Like, that's what it's reminding me of. I want to see it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the marketing push hasn't been, I don't think, huge, especially for a Disney movie. Granted, I don't watch a lot of, you know, daytime cartoons or, like, Cartoon Network and stuff, so I don't know. You know, maybe the marketing's there, just not targeted at us, obviously. But I would not be surprised if it wins the weekend and wins fairly handily, just because every time we say this, like this movie or this movie, that rated G kids movie that no one had planned on seeing or that we had no interest in wins the weekend. And it happens almost every time. So
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Yeah. Right there. That would, I mean, that is,
That one also had a lot more advertising for someone who does watch a lot of Cartoon Network, because I love regular show Teen Titans Go, The Amazing World of Gumball, because these are all just chilling out type shows.
Uncle Grandpa's pretty funny, actually.
I think that one's a little weird, but whatever. It's cool. I really love me some regular show and Teen Titans Go. But they didn't advertise a lot for the dinosaur movie at all. I haven't – actually, the only times I've seen it advertised is at movies as a preview.
I don't know. There's the really important question about this weekend is what between Creed, Victor Frankenstein, and Spectre, which I still haven't gone to see, which one should I go see tomorrow night at the Draft House?
I feel like that's a really loaded question. Like,
I'm taking Victor Frankenstein over Creed.
Because you hate America?
No, because and you're going to say that I'm not in the norm on the Rocky franchise. I don't love it as much as everybody else. The first one was good.
You know who else doesn't love Rocky? Communists.
Okay. Anyway, so the rest of the Rockies were
just Ivan Drago.
Rocky all over again. And honestly, Creed, I mean, it looks all right, but it doesn't look like anything I've not seen before.
You know why they keep making it over and over again? Because the formula works.
Okay.
Boxing movie.
Tyler, did you want our opinions on what you should go see? Or
I want your opinion on what I should go see. Okay. I don't want your bad opinions about Rocky movies.
So for Victor Frankenstein, however,
boxing as an allegory to life and training montages are what made America great.
So Victor Frankenstein, however, has actually has also seen a lot of praise. I know Creed has received a lot of praise. Adam's cracking up way too hard right now. But Victor Frankenstein, for how different approach it's taking to the Frankenstein movie. So it's also going to be something different, not the same formula used over and over again.
Yeah, I thought you liked literature, Tyler.
Oh, I really want to see that. I like both of those guys that are going to be in it. I love James McAvoy. I like Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
But my only concern is that there are really no reviews out for it, which I don't know if it's embargoed or if it's, I mean, the buzz has been solid, but there hasn't been any like big tentpole reviews for it like there has been for Creed and Spectre, which typically points to disappointment.
You need to make your own opinion about movies. Are you one of those people who has to like...
No, his point is when they hold reviews for bigger budget movies, that's usually a bad sign. It's not that he wants...
I'm not going to not see it. I really want to see the movie. I'm just saying if I'm going to go drop, you know, 50, 60 bucks for my birthday at the Draft House, I want to go see something good.
Go see Victor Frankenstein.
Why are you dropping 60 bucks? You do realize the Draft House tickets are like cheaper than any other theater in town.
He's going to get an appetizer. I got to have a milkshake, probably some drinks at the bar, maybe in the theater.
He's just being realistic.
I mean,
it's my birthday. I got to go big or go home.
I was just about to say those exact words. So there you go. Well, happy birthday, Tyler.
My advice for you, Tyler, would be if...
Double feature.
Well, I mean, that's always my advice when going to the Draft House.
I have to work all day tomorrow, so double feature is not in the cards.
But what you're looking at, what I would look at in this situation and how you want to break it down is you know what you're getting with Rocky. And as a fan of the Rocky franchise, you know, you're going to be right there with Creed, I think. And so that's a fun movie. You're going to enjoy that time. Spectre, again, you kind of know what you're getting with that. James Bond, Sam Mendes, it's, you know, pretty awesome. You don't know what you're getting with Victor Frankenstein. It's a bit of the unknown, which is, you know, a plus and a minus. So then it just comes down to, do you want to take a chance on something? You want something a little more sturdy?
I think you need to follow Adam's advice.
Yeah, probably going to go
see. Pretty solid.
I'm going to probably go see Creed because, unlike some people, I love America.
America.
Speaking of America, obviously this is going to air on Friday, but we'll record it before Thanksgiving. So let's chat a little bit about some food.
Oyster casserole.
No oyster casserole. No lemon, tomato, whatever you're making. I don't know. Anyway, so everybody excited, obviously, for some big feast coming up? I know I am.
This will be probably the first Thanksgiving that I will actually travel and spend a reasonable amount of time with my family in almost a decade, so I'm pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So you can go eat your boring, regular Thanksgiving dinner? Is that it?
I love how you try to make mashed potatoes and gravy sound like it's not the most amazing thing ever.
I'm happy.
The things that I avoid the most.
I'm happy being bored. All the sides. I'm happy being bored with turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce. Just throw the boring stuff on my plate all you want. I don't care what you call it. It's still going in me.
What are you gonna shit on next? Cool Whip with a side of pumpkin pie?
I don't like to put Cool Whip on my pumpkin pie.
No. That's the only way that you can.
Naked pumpkin pie.
You put your piece of pumpkin pie in your dish of Cool Whip. That's how you eat it.
That's exactly how you eat it.
But hold on. What about sweet potatoes? Do you put marshmallows on it or do you put like a nut crumble on top?
Sweet potatoes just take up valuable real estate on your plate that could have been filled with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Real potatoes go there, not your fake red
ones. There are a million people listening to us right now. I'm exaggerating a little bit, okay? That are dying to have this conversation.
I'm just saying, this is perfect. This is perfect. This is perfect. Christmas. I mean, Thanksgiving. Little turkey, little ham, some mashed potatoes, little gravy, maybe some stuffing. I don't know how you feel about the stuffing. The stuffing has to be there. You don't necessarily have to eat it. Some green bean casserole. Some bread, some crusty bread, lots of butter, and then on your little side dish, maybe a little Jell-O salad with whipped cream on top. And then for dessert, some sort of fruit pie in addition to your pumpkin pie. Done.
And then for lunch,
and then for dinner, cold turkey sandwiches.
You know Tyler's serious about it when he starts hammering his desk with each listed item. So
that's Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving is a big deal as or not? Thanksgiving is as big of a deal as books is to Tyler because he's hammering the gavel on the
I approve of stuffing in principle. I typically don't eat stuffing because that would take up space that could have been filled with turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and green bean casserole.
No, I need like...
Which are all superior to stuffing.
I need like three different types of stuffing. You have your standard bread stuffing. You have some kind of stuffing that introduces some kind of animal that is dead into it. And then you have your meat dressing, as we call it, I guess an Italian thing where it's just really ground beef and bread and seasoning treated like a stuffing, and then your turkey and mashed potatoes. The plate can be shared by all, Tyler.
Yeah, beef doesn't enter into Thanksgiving. That's not one of those things. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Because I want as many animals on my plate as possible for a holiday.
It's Texas.
Pigs and turkeys. That's what you eat on Thanksgiving.
Anyways, well, that was exciting. As fun as that Thanksgiving conversation was, it felt like we were all being instructed by either Aaron or Tyler to do specific things. So
all right, Adam, what does your family eat for Thanksgiving?
We're pretty traditional. You're going to have your turkey. You're going to have your stuffing. We actually make our stuffing with stuffing and mixed mashed potatoes in with that.
Which is quite delicious. I've had it before.
It's pretty good. And then you have your mashed potatoes and gravy. We usually do a sweet potato, regular mashed potato casserole, like mixed together as one thing. That's pretty good too. I'm not a big sweet potato fan, so I can pass that. Really, if you haven't noticed yet, my household is very big on the mashed potatoes as they've made their way into multiple other side dishes already.
I was noticing how innovative your family is. They're like, no, we're going to not have enough room on the plate for all this anyways, so we might as well mix it together in the cooking dishes so that way it just gets to the plate easier.
I mean, he's making a valid point. There's very few savory things that aren't made better with gravy and mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, yeah. And then we do a green bean casserole. And then my grandpa was always a big fan of the extra wide egg noodles cooked in the turkey broth from the turkey. So just plain egg noodles cooked in turkey broth, really good. You throw some butter on that, maybe a little bit of the gravy too, if you're feeling crazy. That's really the only big thing. My aunt's family does cheesy corn, which is pretty solid. Corn, cheese sauce, and ham pieces. That's a fun one. Then we do, obviously, pies, so some sort of chocolate cream pie. We do a Dixie pie, which is pecan pie with chocolate chips in it. Delicious. And then pumpkin pie as well. I don't eat pumpkin. I don't like the flavor of pumpkin, so I don't eat pumpkin pie, but that's always there for the family.
So wait, Tyler, I'm not American for not loving every Rocky movie, but nothing to them or nothing about their lack of eating pumpkin pie.
Okay, first of all, I didn't say anything about
Rocky
movie. There are obviously bad Rocky movies, but Rocky as an idea, as an ideal, as a symbol for all that is right with America is wrong. If you don't like Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky III. That's un-American is what that is.
That and the fact that I like pumpkin pie a lot. I just don't eat it with whipped cream.
With whipped cream, like, which is so the American much. Way to do it.
Whatever. And also, we have pumpkin roll, which is real good. Just saying. Just thought I'd throw that out.
All right. So with that, if you want to hear more details about Thanksgiving, and specifically all the weird and disgusting things Aaron's family eats on Thanksgiving, you can head back. You can head back to last year's episode we recorded around the same time. That Thanksgiving episode for season 3, 4, whatever. Yeah, it was 4. It was right at the start of season 4. We definitely have some more information on some of the crazier and unique things that all of us enjoy during this holiday. And if you haven't been able to tell even before this episode, or if you're new to the podcast, when we start talking about food, we just love food. We'll just put it that way. Food's kind of a big thing for us.
Just wait for the C2E2 wrap-up show.
Yeah. Wait for the 4 shows before the C2E2 show.
All right.
Oh, sweet Lord.
So we're running low on time, so we're going to wrap us up with some closing thoughts here. Final thoughts from each of us each week. So I will let Tyler get us started, since he seems anxious.
So 2 things. 1, now that we've brought up C2E2 and food, we need to add another show to the 2016 tour in the vicinity of Des Moines, so that since we won't be driving and road tripping, we need an excuse to go to Zombie Burger and Fong's Pizza. And we're not going to have that opportunity en route to Chicago.
I know. It's sad.
And 2, other than all the other shows I've talked about that I'm excited about, where we're getting really close and there's a lot more coming out about sci-fi's The Expanse based on the James S.A. Corey books. And the more that I hear about it, the more pumped I am about it. So looking forward to that.
All right. All right. Adam, sir, closing thoughts.
Yeah, we haven't talked books for a couple weeks. I am making my way through the remaining Dresden Files series that I have. I am currently on Turncoat, and I am at the very end, the climax there. So it's terribly exciting. I'm probably going to finish that tonight, which I think puts me on to Changes.
They're at the the council then?
Yeah. That's happening right now. So it's very good. If you guys haven't read the Dresden Files, check it out. Jim Butcher. Large series of books. Tyler talking about Jessica Jones made me want to ask him if he wishes that Marvel would have done the Dresden Files TV show instead of sci-fi.
Did you ever watch the show? It was actually pretty fun. Like, it was Harry Blackenstone played a really good, or not Harry Blackenstone, but played a really good Harry Dresden. It was a departure from the books, but I enjoyed the show. It wasn't perfect, but the problem with it is it was good, but it was ahead of its time. If that show came out today, I think it would have been crazy successful in today's TV climate. But at the time, it was not what people were looking for, and not a lot of people were watching sci-fi.
Yeah. So Dresden Files books, if you guys haven't read them, definitely check them out. Tyler is a huge fan. I am quickly becoming a huge fan myself, so I highly recommend them.
And all of other Jim Butcher stuff. His new series, The Aeronauts, the Cinder Spire series is pretty awesome too. Or Codex Alera.
All right, Aaron. Final thoughts.
So these thoughts can be on anything I want to talk about.
Within reason. And so I could, today.
Okay. So I could go back to Thanksgiving if I wanted?
Go for it.
Well, I'm not going to. Instead, next year we're planning our convention tour. And I think all of us would really like to get to some shows that you want to see us at. And so, you know, if you want us to be at a show because you want our podcast to come and do a panel or whatever, I think you should recommend it to your local show. Same goes for me. If you want to see me there, chances are you might get the rest of the Project Nerd team. So if you want to see a cosplay guest with the name of Aaron Lay, just make sure that you shoot it out to your local con people.
And let us know as well. You know, you mentioned the Project Nerd team coming out. Like, we always get that feedback of, hey, why didn't you come to this one show? And it's like, well, you know, we can only do so many shows, especially on our own dime. And when people aren't telling us up front that they want us to be out there, or that there's great opportunities for us to share podcasts or, you know, cover the event or do some of the things we do at these other shows, it's harder for us to figure that out on the back end. So Aaron brings up a good point. Cosplay guests always shows are always looking for them. So let Aaron, you know, let them know if you want Aaron Lay out there. As for us, we're not usually out as guests, although we do a lot of shows since we cooperate so much with them and help with panels, cosplay content, and other things. A lot of times we can get invited out and definitely, like I said, Aaron said, broadcast our podcast to you, do many other things to help with all the awesome things we do, as well as, of course, Project Nerd Publishing that's now on the slate, so we can bring our comics with us. With that, my final thought is our Project Nerd Publishing store launches tomorrow, Saturday, November 28th, is not only local comic book store day and small business day, it's also Project Nerd Publishing's launch of the web store. So I know we may not, to all of you, be a local comic book store, but we are an indie creator and we are local to many of you, especially in those hearts of yours. So head on over to, you know, PN Publishing, PNPublishing.com. So for Project Nerd Publishing, we'll have the store link active on Saturday and you'll be able to check out, you can click right over to Barron's, which will take you over to the Kickstarter to do those pre-orders. But you'll also be able to order both covers for Tobacco Stained Mountain Goat number one by Andrews Bergen. Both covers for that Bulletproof Kid number one, even though it's off Kickstarter now, you can get in on that before it ships here in December. And then we're also launching a brand new series that we haven't even announced yet. Will be available on the store, issue number one in full color. And I mention that because it has been out just by the creator in black and white, but we're bringing it to you from Project Nerd Publishing in full color. You'll have to wait till Saturday to see what that one is. But other than that, like I said, as much as all of y'all are going to go out Friday shopping or hitting up Amazon like we do, grab some great movies on sale. Speaking of Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1's already on sale there, but a lot of other great movies. We definitely encourage you to support your local small businesses and, of course, your local comic book shops. Both days if possible, but that Saturday they'll be running special deals for you. Remember, of course, small businesses like Project Nerd, anytime you support them, you're helping, what is that sign that says that you're helping some kid go to their sports program or dance classes, or helping some person pay their mortgage as opposed to just putting the CEO into another third vacation home. So local business, local comic book shops, I know we'll be at them on Saturday, so check them out. Other than that, of course, like we said, BarronsComic.com. You can pick up Barron's. It's hit its first stretch goal. Hooray. So check it out. Get some more stretch goals. I think the next perk level is the pack of buttons, stickers, and stuff like that. So you're already getting postcards as long as you order a physical product, and you get a free preview to Clock Puncher, another one of our titles coming out in the spring. And then, of course, we always talk about it. We didn't really mention it here, Project Cosplay over in Denver on February 19th through 21st, so pick up your tickets for that. Finally, I will say one thing we didn't talk about, just because there was so much to talk about this week, was video games. So let us know how you're doing. Fallout 4, Tomb Raider, Halo 5, Star Wars Battlefront, Assassin's Creed. I'm missing one more, too. There's another big one. I don't know. There's another big one? I thought there was another one that came out here recently. I don't know.
StarCraft. Call of Duty.
StarCraft. There you go. Any of those games, tell us how you're doing, what you're doing, what you're enjoying about it, and we'll probably spend more time on video games next week. I don't know if we're not still in our food comas for Thanksgiving. So happy holidays to everybody. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. Enjoy the shopping. Enjoy the football. Enjoy everything else that you do in these family time, of course, everything else. Other than that, we'll catch you next week on the Nerdcast. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.